Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey about important issues facing your community and the nation, and would like to get your opinions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state? I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. Somewhat likely to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
With which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, Independent, or some other?
Democrat.
And what is your main racial background? Asian, Asian American, Hispanic, African American, or Black or White Caucasian?
White.
Thank you. And what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they got enough on the ground track in general?
Not going in the right direction.
And so, ground track. And from the following list, which issue should the governor
and... What did you say the last... The answer was to the last question? Not
right direction or wrong track?
Oh, wrong track, yeah. Okay.
Correct. So, from the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislator focus on most to help you and your family? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important. I have crime and public safety, access and cost of healthcare, the economy and jobs, abortion, taxes, local growth and development, illegal immigration, K-12 education, or the last three, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, housing and property insurance cost, or climate and the environment.
Ooh, that's a hard one.
But if you have to
healthcare.
Access and cost of healthcare, okay?
Yeah.
Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for Democrat. Lean is likely to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for Republican, or probably vote for Republican.
Definitely vote Democrat.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And now we're almost done with the survey. We're 65%. Thank you so much for your time. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate it as well. The first one is Sienna Osta. Do you recognize the name? Sienna Osta?
No.
Never heard of? Mike Caruso. No. Do you recognize the name? Mike Caruso?
Yes.
How would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
The last one, Kamala Harris. How would you rate Kamala Harris?
The highest, whatever the highest is.
Very favorable, correct?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. And the last two questions, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Kamala Harris.
Well, you said you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate.
Definitely voting.
And lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Mike Caruso, the Republican, or Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate?
I answered the other question wrong. The Democrat.
Okay. And will you say you are definitely voting for Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate, or probably?
Definitely.
And the last few questions before we finish, just for classification purposes only, regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
And when you vote for candidate for political office, will you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
Always Democrat.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
It depends on how you define those.
maybe somewhat liberal, somewhat conservative, or
well, it depends on how you define liberal, because now it's gotten all these weird definitions out there. You know what I'm
Correct.
Saying?
I understand.
Mean, liberal
but how do you identify yourself?
I mean, liberal could be somebody that just wants equality for everybody. But that should be a moderate, not a liberal. Everybody should want that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I understand.
Yeah,
but if you had to choose one from the list, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm proud to say I want equality for everybody. So according to Republicans, I'm a liberal.
Very liberal or just somewhat liberal? What do you think?
Well, according to how wacko the Republicans are, I guess I'm very liberal.
Very liberal, okay. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, a college graduate with an associate, or college graduate with a bachelor's or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
And what is your religion, if any? Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, Muslim, is agnostic, or atheist?
Agnostic.
Thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
Thanks. All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye.